slow, feeling good on my own without you. Yeah.
There we go. Song number 11 of at least 10 in a row. $1,000 is yours. That means your next chance is happening less than 20 minutes away with that. Haley Steinfeld, Love Myself. You just heard it right there. Haley's on the phone. What's up?
Hi. How are you?
Man, I knew you were going to have a lot of good energy on the phone. I could feel it before you got on.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you know, I'm just excited for you. You know, congratulations on your 1 month of your first single, Love Myself.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I had a chance to check out the stripped down version of it. Looked like you had a lot of fun.
I did. Something I love so much about that video and making that video was that's basically kind of what my life has been like the last 6 months, just being in the studio and recording. So I wanted to give everyone a little look of, you know, how that what that looked like.
Let's take it back right quick. Now maybe like Haley Steinfeld. Is this not the same Haley Steinfeld that was in the movies? And I'm be like, yeah, it is. You might have just seen her in Pitch Perfect 2.
That's me.
No, okay. So sometimes people who sing, they get into acting, and sometimes people who act, they get into singing. How was this transition for you, or was it all orchestrated since you were young? Like, I want to be able to do acting, singing, and have all these underneath my powerful umbrella here.
Well, it's always been something I've wanted to do. It's always been part of the plan. When I was like 12, I kind of started making music, and I recorded a couple covers and sort of wanted to get the idea of what it was like, but it was obviously at that time more of a side project because the acting had started happening and picking up. But a little over a year ago, I made Pitch Perfect 2, and that really kind of gave me the opportunity as an actor to record music on a more professional level and combine the two and see, you know, how really just kind of how I liked it. And I loved it, and it's been amazing that it's all happening because I've always wanted it to. And I don't know that, obviously, at 12 years old, I don't know that I would have been ready for it. And so I think now is, like, the perfect time, and I'm so into it, and I love it so much.
And I did watch Pitch Perfect 2. I saw Pitch Perfect 1. Actually, we have DJ Rocco in the studio, and he was probably the first male I know that rushed out and waited in line at midnight, even though there was no midnight screening. He was waiting at midnight to watch Pitch Perfect 2. So if you could just tell him what's up, he's right here.
Amazing. That's so crazy. I love that.
Oh, it wasn't even a midnight screening. He was just there at midnight. Oh, man. Haley Steinfeld is hanging out with us.
What's going on?
All right, we were talking about the new single, Love Myself, here, and you just released the 1 month celebration of the single out. Now you're only 18, about to be 19 in December. Now, sometimes, you know, the young love or getting over like a relationship, and I guess the importance of the song is to love yourself, and if it's a breakup, kind of get back with yourself, and before you go on, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, it really is an overall sort of self-empowerment record. And whether that speaks to having just gotten out of a relationship and realizing the importance and the power in loving yourself, or it's just an overall sort of feel-good kind of a reminder of again, how much power there is in being able to provide for yourself and love yourself, I kind of take it both ways. But yeah.
I never knew you were this deep, Haley. Hey, can you hang up for a few more minutes?
Yes.
There you go. It's the Crisco Kid Block Party.
Hey!
So let's go back to the movies right quick, because you've gotten to work with some pretty dope people and just some legends. Like, let's just take Jeff Bridges, for example, here.
Yes.
Okay, so one of the quotes that he told you, which is one that I still hold, this is kind of like the way I live my life. Have fun. Once it becomes anything other than fun is when you realize you're not in the right place.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is something that I've been told by many people, and it never really, I mean, resonated with me as much as it did when I was told on the set of my first movie to have fun and not take things too seriously and put in the work and do hard work and make yourself and others proud, but have fun and have fun doing it and during the process and everything in between. And that, I mean, I still live by that.
And also another actor, Rebel Wilson, I heard she kind of gave you a hard time, or just homeschool people in general a hard time on a set of Pitch Perfect 2.
Man, she did. In fact, she actually did it so much that she actually did it in a scene that I'm pretty sure made it into the movie. She's funny. She'll find like a lighthearted thing about you to pick on you for, but she's got a great sense of humor, and she's so much fun to hang out with.
And I understand you were actually homeschooled, so that's why I'd like to play a game here so we can prove Rebel Wilson's comments wrong about homeschooled children here. You're pretty good in U.S. geography, right, or landmarks?
Sure.
Watch what I do here. I'm going to take Jeff Bridges. and I'm going to take Rebel Wilson's comment, and I'm going to put them together here. We're going to play a game called Name Those Bridges. Are you ready?
Amazing. Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Now, you're playing on behalf of all the homeschooled children across the world, okay?
Oh, man. I'm nervous, okay?
All I'm going to do, I'm going to tell you the bridge. You got to tell me the city.
Oh, okay.
If you got fast Google fingers, you'll be all right, too. You ready? Here we go.
Oh, no. Let me get my computer. No, I'm kidding.
Here we go. Number one, Golden Gate Bridge. Where is that?
San Francisco.
There you go. Ding, 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 ding. San Francisco. Number two. The George Washington Bridge.
The George Washington Bridge is in Washington.
No. We're going to come back to it. London Bridge.
Pretty sure that one is...
U.S. geography here.
Man, you're killing me.
U.S. landmarks. Come on, you got it.
Oh, my goodness.
You got to find a faster Googler. Come on, here we go. Number four. Sunshine Sky Bridgeway. Where is that?
Sunshine Sky Bridgeway. Is it...
Sunshine State.
Sunshine. Florida?
Florida's correct. There you go. There you go. And here we go. Last one. The Brooklyn Bridge.
Brooklyn, New York.
There we go. New York. There you go. There you go. 3 out of 5 off top. And just so you can redeem yourself, George Washington Bridge, you got it?
No.
New York. It's okay. New York. New York is where the George Washington Bridge. I wouldn't have known that one either. And the London Bridge, this is an interesting, because you would think it'd be in London or the UK somewhere, right?
I was thinking Arizona,
Lake Havasu, kind of on that little area over there. Yeah, but hey, 3 out of 5 off top, that's passing in my book. So there you go. All our homeschooled children across the United States should feel proud of you.
Oh, jeez. Thank you.
Haley, thank you so much for taking time this afternoon. Love Myself is the single. Where do you want them to get it from? Your website, iTunes? You tell them what to do.
iTunes. It's on iTunes now. You can follow me on Twitter for more updates for all the music that's coming your way.
Now, Haley, I'm one of the people that will follow you right now because I thought I was. If I hit this follow button, you don't have to follow me back immediately because I don't like the sympathy follow. You can take up to 2 hours, and then just, you know, however you feel about it.
All right, sounds good.
There you go. Haley Steinfeld, thank you so much for checking in this afternoon. It was great talking to you. You hit me back anytime.
You too. Thank you.
It's the Crisco Kid Block Party.
Block Party, yeah.